Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Turn it up, brother. Oh, yeah. I want to say, Hey, everybody, welcome to North State Now. How are you on this beautiful Thursday night? It is the first Thursday of June. Wow, did you close your eyes and feel the whoosh? But here we are, and we are live, and I'm thrilled to be here tonight in good health. Got a quick story to tell you. But first of all, I've got to introduce you to two very special women that are here tonight representing Axiom Theater. We've got Casey McEachin and we have Amy Dunn. Good evening, ladies.
Good evening.
Hi.
All right. So I love your smiles, your enthusiasm, because we all know that when you love to do something and you do it well, then others feel it. So you're here to talk about theater, what's happening with Axiom, Little Mermaid. We came in with one of the songs, Under the Sea. I think that's what it's called. It feels like it's Under the Sea. Casey, you are, okay. I got to put my glasses on here. So you are the director of this summer show, Little Mermaid.
Yes, I am.
Do you care to elaborate?
Well, this year we have 70 kids enrolled in our summer show, and they're all between the ages of 7 and 13. So we've got a lot of variety, a lot of age gaps. We get them all on the stage.
And you're directing those kids.
Yes. That's what they tell me.
So that's why you have this smile on your face, because you have to have... I really believe that you have to have the ingredients as an individual. It's a special kind of place in your heart to be able to be somebody who's very good with children and then help them to feel important, whether their role has five lines, a walk-on, that they're important in the theater production. And as kids are developing, not all kids understand that and will accept that.
Oh, definitely. And we always take an educational approach to what we do. It's not, oh, I have to win this role. I have to beat all these other people. It's very much, this is an inclusive environment. Every single part is important. You need to learn how to do your part the best you can, because it's very important to everything that we do. And so we just really, we're teaching the kids not just a show, but, you know, what is theater etiquette? How do you do technical theater? You know, what is it like working with other people? How do you take direction from someone?
These are life skills, like, theater etiquette. In my day, it was hardcore. If you didn't show up, you're out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's somebody else who's right there behind you, dying, clawing to get your role. So you would show up, be warmed up and ready with your lines and your vocals ready. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because they're just not, it was pretty hard like that. So, but now you're teaching the kids just how to be patient, share the stage, give the space, wait for the line, react to the line, where you belong. What would you say, when you look at a production such as Little Mermaid and having 70 kids between the ages of 7 and 13? You should not be dealing with 2-year-olds.
No.
Okay. 7 is pretty, starting to be able to, like, memorization is pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Okay. They can listen. They can follow directions most of the time.
So what would you say, when you've done these kind of productions in the past, is your biggest takeaway?
I think what we see from our students is an amazing camaraderie, a love of theater, and just an amazing self-confidence. These kids come away with so many of those life skills. They make so many new friends, and they feel more confident and prepared and excited. And that's what we're trying to get them to do. It's not about, oh, I'm in the show and that's what's so important. It's, what am I learning while I'm here? And of course they love the applause. They love all of that. But really seeing a group of kids come out of this on the other side, having those great skills and being excited.
And they could probably come home and teach the parents a thing or two.
Of course.
And also with us tonight is Amy Dunn, who is an actor and all over secure of items, as Casey was saying before you got here tonight. You're going to be talking to us about the summer lineup at Axiom Theater. Both of you are very involved with Axiom, and we love Young Frankenstein. We love what the body of work that you guys are doing over there.
Thank you. Yeah, we have put in a lot of work for it. Kathy has put in a lot of work. She directed several of our shows. We do, as you said, we have our summer rep coming up, which is going to be an amazing lineup. We're starting out with Woody Guthrie's American Song. Which
you're bringing back because, did it get moved because of COVID, and then last year it went, and we had some of the COVID restrictions, so people wanted to bring their friends, but it was limited, something like that went on.
Well, it was just a limited attendance. Last year was the first year that we put it on, but because of COVID, people were a little reluctant, which is totally understandable.
Yeah.
So we just thought we'd bring it back so the public could come back and re-enjoy it or experience it for the first time, if that's the case.
Yeah, I heard wonderful accolades about whoever that I was overhearing several people that attended last year and talked about, like, it was one of the best shows ever.
Oh, yeah. There's some fantastic musicians involved in it. Daniel Hill, of course. We've got his wonderful
Lisa and Bill girlfriend. Collins.
Yeah, Lisa and Bill Collins. Yes. We've got Michaela Duarte, who's a fantastic singer.
Uh-huh.
Mike Spence.
Uh-huh. Yeah, oh, yeah, a lot of different people. Gosh, I can't even.
That's all right.
There's a long list.
Everybody understands because it's a collective
of
a bunch of different wonderful musicians who play. Is it kind of like when you're walking through the life of Woody Guthrie and his book? Is it? I mean, kind of give us a little bit of a taste of what that evening consists of, besides the great music.
Well, I mean, yeah, it is pretty much a walkthrough of what he's experienced in his life and what his life's been about.
Yeah, the experiences that shaped him, him creating that body of work, and just, you know, what is it like living through this? It's almost like a road trip or a rail trip, if you will, because a lot of this happened on the railroad. And so it's a great emergence into, like, folk songs and all
American
of that.
History.
Oh,
It's a piece of American history.
That's Americana.
Yes.
All the way. All right. So, Amy, you are also an actor, actress. You know, I mean, are you particular about that you have to be called actor?
Oh, no.
Okay,
no,
me too. Me also.
I'm an
artist. Also me.
Yeah.
Me too. Also me. So, tell us recently some of the productions that you've been in that have been yummy.
We just did a production called Meteor Shower,
which
was fun.
Four people on stage.
Four people
carrying the entire show.
Yep, it's a Steve Martin production. It was fantastically written. Ken Hell directed it. We had a lot of fun putting it on. It was very spicy.
Talk about timing.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wasn't there recently a meteor shower?
Yes.
Yeah.
I meant, like, the timing. Well, that's cool, too. I mean, usually I have my astrologer here that comes on tonight, but I really wanted to fit you, and then I've got Liam on in the second half. But timing for me, it's like, you know, they talk about comedy tragedy, and we look at the faces in theater, and how they mirror each other so much. And so when I think about comedy, I think about the beat in between. Mm-hmm. It's like music something happens without saying anything in that beat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very much. A lot happens in a second or two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, body language plays a big part in
body language. I like that very much. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we are going to be hearing more about the summer lineup at Axiom Theater, more about The Little Mermaid with Casey, and we're just going to be talking everything theater here for the next 15 minutes here on KCNR. This is North State Now with Linda Bott, yours truly, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. We are also streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you will be able to hear this later in the archives. We'll be right back, and thank you to our sponsors with Axiom Theater, Civic, the Reading Civic. Of course, we love all of our theaters that are going on, that are open and that are flourishing here in Reading. We also want to thank some of our restaurant sponsors when we come back after this break.
I've been gone all day. It won't cost much. Just your voice. It's sad.
want to cross a bridge, my sweet, you've got to pay the toll. Take a gulp and take a breath and go ahead and sign the scroll. Got some jets and now I've got her, boys. The boss is on a roll.
Hey KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive presale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
The popular Big Daddy Burger is back at Black Bear Diner. This massive burger sports two 10-ounce patties and a 6-inch sesame seed bun. Add two onion rings, a fried egg, bacon, cheese, pickles, lettuce, tomato, mayo, and dressing. And, well, you've got a burger challenge. This month, only at Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Some of the songs you'll be hearing in the Woody Guthrie. What's the name of the show again?
Woody Guthrie's American Song.
American Song. All right. And that's going to be opening, oh, here in about a week, I believe.
Roughly.
Tickets are on sale now, of course. Go to Axiom. Do we go to Axiom Theater?
AxRepTheater.com.
AxRepTheater.com. And I can tell you that we saw Young Frankenstein. There's not a bad seat in the house. It's just really cool. It's tiered seating, cocktail table seating. And they have a wonderful lounge with a full bar, and it's just a great experience. Now, at the break, and welcome back to Casey, McEachin. I've got that. And Amy Dunn, Casey McEachin, who is the director of the summer Little Mermaid. But it's more than just the Little Mermaid, what we were talking about at the break, and I thought this was fascinating, and I love our listeners to hear this, that 70 kids, or does it mean maybe there's three kids to a family, had to fill out, applications to do, like, it's from 9 to 3.
Yeah.
Every day.
Every day. For
like summer camp.
Yep, 3.5 weeks.
So I didn't realize that because I've been in the space before, so you do have, there's a lot of space. So you can do 70 kids with, like you said, in the in the lounge area.
Oh, yeah. We use different areas for different things and create the whole thing.
So how many people do we have that are in charge of the 70 kids? Like yourself, you're directing, and then you have somebody, vocalizing, learning, line memorization, going through the script.
Oh, yeah. We have, this year, I believe we have 10 high schoolers helping us.
Wow.
Many of who have come up through our program and graduated out of it. And then we have some parents who are, steadfast and, willing to help us. Our executive director of the Summer Kids Theater, if you will, or just Kids Theater, is one of the producers this summer. And so her kids are in it, and she'll stop by and kind of make sure we're all on track.
So you were saying that the kids build their own sets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we normally have somebody, an adult come in and build things that need to be safe. But the kids are always participating in creating what that looks like. They'll be painting things. They'll create some of the elements for their costumes. Sometimes they create props, and they just get to be involved in every aspect of that. And then our high schoolers who are helping us are actually the ones who run the show during the live production.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
With their little head cams thing.
Yep, their headsets.
What I love about this whole thing is that these kids are, like you said, they're not just learning a part. They're really being part of what it is in the structure of behind the stage, what it is to with sound, lighting, stage entrance, upstage, downstage, all of the things that are important in learning about the theater. And it didn't dawn on me till now, until you explained it at the break. Thank you for sharing that with us today.
Of course.
Really, really cool. You said you actually had more than that. So you a latecomer. Sorry. Next year.
Yeah. It was very popular this year. Filled up pretty quickly.
Oh, fantastic. Well, everybody's dying to come, busting at the seams to come out. So, Amy, by the way, I know that I've seen you in a production before. It's so great to see your happy face here tonight. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And you're here to talk about the summer runs that are going to be happening at Axiom Theater. So share with us.
Yeah, our summer rep season is, like I said, starting with Woody Guthrie. Excuse me. And then we'll have a production of Roe by Lisa Loomer, which is a take on Roe versus Wade, but it's from both sides
okay.
of the argument.
Mm-hmm.
So it's non-biased, which is very wonderful. And it's a very entertaining production. I've read through the script a couple of times, and it's really going to be something different. I think it's going to do wonders.
Fantastic.
And then we've got
again very timely.
Oh yeah. Oh mm-hmm. yeah. Very much so. It's such a hot topic in America right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I feel like people getting to know what the real story was mm-hmm. from everyone involved. I think it's important right now.
Right.
And then we have our production of Ruthless coming up.
Okay, now tell us about Ruthless.
Ruthless is like a cross between the Bad Seed and Gypsy.
Oh my. I was just wondering. I thought, well, Gypsy and Bad Seed, yes.
mm-hmm.
I don't think of the Bad Seed as a musical.
Oh, it's
you will
it
now.
Yes, you will now.
Okay.
It's about a little girl who does whatever it takes.
Okay. Kind of like the Black Swan, but a musical version.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So Kathy and I will both be in that.
How fun!
It's going to be a good time.
Now, do we have like a special song? Would it be would we as just the layman on the street have a song that came from that show that would be? That we could tell our producer to look up that you can think of, like, oh, wait, are you kidding me? We got to have that song. Like, Young Frankenstein had some really good sticky songs.
Right.
I was like, that would be great for a cabaret act.
Mm-hmm.
There are two in Young Frankenstein that were like, oh.
Yeah, I don't know if there would be anything, like, that would be considered mainstream.
Okay.
But I know a lot of it is very catchy.
Oh, yeah.
Is it a hard musical?
Musically speaking, I would say it definitely takes a little finesse.
Okay. So, is it rangy?
Not so much rangy, but it's very, there's lots of it that's very bluesy, it's very offbeat.
Okay.
Oh yeah, you've got a lot of jazz, you've got a lot of belting.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
Yeah, that
yes.
takes some energy.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Is it? So I tell my husband, I would love to just do like one of the local theater productions and just go and audition and be whatever I got. A guy doesn't matter. But it's so hard when you get up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I would be like all into like thinking about my lines and couldn't sleep till 4 and then got up at 5 and lose my voice. So, you know, this is kind of. So I praise, I just think it's just yes for those people who actually get up like a teacher, and people have daytime jobs and they do this other stuff. I just applaud them.
Yeah, to be fair, I gotta give it to Kathy.
Because
I don't work. So I volunteer and I do the productions.
But well, Kathy, that's working.
Yeah, she's, well, in a matter of speaking, but she's got a job. She's also got kids. She's got a husband. Yeah. She's got things.
I was thinking about that today. I thought, how do people like really have, because a husband is a job.
It is.
Mm-hmm. A marriage and a relationship is a job. And then trying to keep your house up is a job. And I don't mean that J-O-B, like bad four-letter
right.
job. But it just is energy. And
it
then
is.
I think, and then to have a job and then have kids, I was just...
Yeah, you just
know.
Suck them all in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you have to be, you just are made that way.
Yeah.
You're so wonderful that you can do that. So we have, okay, we talked about Ruthless. What's mm-hmm. after Ruthless?
We have Neil Simon's Chapter 2, which is a beautiful production. It's about a man who's recently widowed, and he's starting over Chapter 2. And so it's his experience through the dating pool as a recently singled man. And it's wonderful. It's a beautiful production. Tim Nascimento is directing it. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to do a fantastic mm-hmm. job.
Wow.
Oh yeah, and our we have a new version of our kids' show this summer. We're bringing on the high school students mm-hmm. and giving them an opportunity to do a straight show. So they're doing every beautiful thing,
every brilliant thing.
So yeah. They're, in other words, when you say the high school, is it a particular high school or is it a group of high school? Kind of like the kids 1 through 13, the high school kids get to. Put their name in a hat or whatever it is and get selected or?
We started very small this year, so I believe we have under 10. But it's just, you know, local kids who are in the high school age. Many of them have, again, aged out of our young kids
right.
program.
And they want to continue on with the summer thing to keep their chops up.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think it's all about keeping your chops present, right?
Always.
So people in theater understand that, appreciate that so much. Okay, so we have just a few minutes left. Closing thoughts, Casey.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Wasn't prepared for that.
Oh, just like a like a final line of what something you want to say or you want to, you know, like if whatever. Something about the theater or what you're doing.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a fantastic lineup we've got this summer. The kids are going to be great. Just come see everything because it's
great.
Amazing.
Again, the website is?
AxeRepTheater.com.
AxeRepTheater.com. Okay. Amy.
We actually have our open auditions coming up this weekend as well. So just to put that out there, it's Saturday or Sunday. You can find details on our Facebook page, Axiom Repertory Theater.
Now, are these the open auditions for people who want to be in a production next year?
That's going to be for next season.
So when you go for this audition, folks, they're looking for the shows throughout the season.
Yes.
So you can't think, oh, I'm going to play this Secretary Carriott, character in one of the plays that you think that maybe, you know what I mean, where you may have something in your head because the directors are all going to be there looking for their pool. Right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's
yeah.
kind of exciting because you don't know, kind of like fish in the barrel. Like,
yeah.
What am I going to be cast in? When and how? And
well, I mean, you
so that's
can
great.
You can select the productions that you want to participate in.
Okay.
So, you know, and you'll be given a timeline of roughly this is when we're going to start rehearsing and mm-hmm. when the production will go up. So it'll be like, you know, production goes up in March and we'll start rehearsals at the end of January, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you can definitely select where you want to go.
And when you go to this audition, which will be at Axiom Theater, is it like a song and a monologue?
Yes. If you have never acted with Axiom before, definitely prepare a monologue. I believe it was 60 seconds, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say 18 bars. Of
Sounds about right. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So that you can sing for us. There will also be a movement portion. So it's important to wear loose fitting clothing that
right.
you can comfortably move around in.
And I would say if that scares you, that I would challenge anybody to show up. They'll have a script, something. They'll have 60 seconds of something aside, and you can read through it. They're looking. They would think you maybe have something in it that would fit a character that they're looking for. Mm-hmm. And then you could sing a cappella. I don't care if it's happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And then they're going to ask you to move, and you're going to show them, you know, whatever. And that you just have showed up. You've given them the image. What have you got to lose?
Exactly.
Be part of the theater production. How fun. Thank you, ladies, for joining us.
Hey, thank you for having us.
You inspire me. All right, Axiom Theater, check out all the productions coming up. We're going to take a break here. We're coming back with Liam. We're going to be talking about music and what it is to be a songwriter and a guy in a band and all the stuff that he's doing, and I can't wait to interview him because I don't really know a lot about this dude, but he's very cool. So stay with us. We're going to talk about what it's like to be 18 years old and doing music in Redding, California. We'll be right back.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Cinerama presents Bruised by the Bridge at Turtle Bay Exploration Park on Friday, June 17th. Join us at the Sundial Bridge for craft beers, live music, food, games, and much more. Tickets are on sale now and include commemorative steel cup and your first beer free. $30 for pre-sale and Turtle Bay members and $35 at the gate for this 21 and over event. All proceeds go to Turtle Bay education programs and exhibition. Bruised by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, Friday, June 17th. Get your tickets today and learn more at turtlebay.org.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 15th Annual Taste of Reading 2022. Sunday, June 12th from noon until 4 at Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.com. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, the Stonehearts, Hook, Refugia, and Mark McAbee and Jason Schroeder of Clear Cuts. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. Reading West Rotary would like to especially thank O2 Employment Services and Sun Oaks Health Club for their underwriting sponsorship to their local breweries for this year's Taste of Reading. There will be fun for the entire family, so come on down to the 15th Annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 12th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets online at tasteofreading.com.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring electronic products and services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45's. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Welcome back to North State Now. This is Linda Bott. Hi, guys. It's, the first Thursday of...
June?
That's a really cool tune.
Yeah, it's not mine, but...
I was like...
That whole album is...
That was throwing me off right there.
The whole album's great. It's what I would listen to if I was on a road trip.
Just, oh, that felt good.
It's so good.
Yeah.
The band's called Whitney.
Okay. Yeah,
they're awesome.
I was listening to, and by the way, this is Linda Bott. Welcome back. KCNR, we're live. We just had Axiom Theater on. And so this half hour.
Yes.
Liam and I, now he's on the other side of the glass because he's producing the show. And I want to do a little bit of, I don't know your background that much,
okay.
But Pat Karch, brought you in or recommended you and you came in. So what I want to share with everybody is that we, have a tendency to think, oh, you know, that generation, you know, the kids that can't look you in the eyes or they're constantly got their face and they, you know, they stand up and they manners and things that it's just like, and then I feel old and angry and not all the time, but I'm just kind of, you know, in some circumstances. And here you are, Liam, you're 18, not even legal to drink.
Yes, I'm a youngin'.
Legal to vote. And you have come in on time, present.
Yes.
Not smelling of partaking in other substances. Really learned, like, within 2 days, I think the second day you were on the board.
Yeah,
like,
I was.
Move over, let me do this. And I want to know more about you.
Well, my name's Liam, and for, like, the last 2 years, I've been working on an artist project named Lilo. I produce, play drums, piano, guitar, bass, the whole thing, and I'm currently working on an album. So, yeah.
All right. Well, let's go a little bit about your big 18-year experience.
Okay.
Let's talk about... Did you have music in your family growing up?
Okay. Yeah. Let's offer some clarification.
All right.
My parents make music. There's always music happening in my house. It's like, I mean, I know it's not totally a genetic thing, but there's like a genetic factor musically inclined. You know what I mean?
I mean, if your dad and mom listen to opera, chances are when you're 22, you're going to say, oh, that's the so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. And people look at you and you can talk about it in Italian because it's in your blood.
Yeah, I've always been around it. So, yeah, I love music.
All right. And what did your family, what kind of stuff would have been like what you grew up with your folks listening to?
Oh, man. Well... Everything. I was really into, like, yacht rock for a minute, but I love jazz.
Really?
What
kind of jazz?
Ooh, like John Coltrane, Miles Davis.
All right.
Really just the
classics. I love Miles Davis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just love the horns.
Yeah,
they're just
me
so
too.
Warm, you know? So.
Yeah, and there's a really good documentary out on Miles Davis. Have you seen it?
I've watched it.
Yeah, that's
so good.
That's so good, yeah. It's interesting how a lot of the black, or if you want to call them African Americans, somehow had a barrier in the States. And when they would go to Europe, they were just so well revered. And then they come back. That happened with, some of the great jazz singers. And they just couldn't understand, you know, why is this this barrier that happens in America? Anyway, so that's Miles Davis and some of those guys. All right. Go ahead. So you love jazz and?
And I make music. I guess I'll give you like my musical backstory.
Okay.
So be it. I started drumming when I was in third grade. I picked up instruments. And so I was in high school. COVID happened in 2020. And throughout like the lockdown and like that whole chapter, I just like was making music. I was writing music and producing it and kind of learning like what being an independent artist was. And then in August of 2020, I got involved with a local company called X3 Recording Studios.
X3?
Yes.
All right.
It stands for, I don't know if I remember it off the top of my head. It's like Excel, No Exceptions, and Exceed Expectations.
Oh, that's cool. So X3. And is that like a, is it... a company where they have the studio in their home, or is it like a real building studio?
So it started out of an apartment before I was there, and then they moved to a location behind the Music Connection, formerly Bernie's Guitars.
Right.
It was scary going there, but
I've rehearsed a lot at Bernie's Guitar, so I know exactly where you're talking.
And then we last May moved to a location on Churn Creek, like right next to the Dutch Bros, like north.
Okay.
Churn Creek, whatever. And then there's a location downtown now. And it was, the studio also doubled as a label,
cool.
But like a service label. So like you pay them, they offer you what a label does. Because it being an independent artist, like you don't have access to marketing and graphic design, and some people don't know how to produce.
It's
so that
just
was,
a tough, it's really everything it's, about it. You know, like you
have
you can
to know
make,
how to do everything.
Yeah. You, mm-hmm. you can make
Precisely.
The music yeah. and we have computers now. Basically
yeah.
you have a keyboard and computers. You mm-hmm. can get your drums. You can do everything. You can
exactly.
edit, you know, and you put it out on YouTube and who knows what, mm-hmm. what you can have. And there's a whole thing
yeah.
where you can have your own channel, and every time you get a click or something, and then all of a sudden that's how come we have what they call
yeah.
influencers
yeah.
now, because they get money from doing that.
Social media.
That social media stuff. But
mm-hmm.
going back to the music
yeah.
and your background.
Mm-hmm.
So you started playing the drums at 3. Is your dad a drummer?
My dad is not a drummer. It was third grade, so I was like...
Third grade, sorry.
I don't know, you're fine. My dad's not a drummer. My dad sings, plays piano and guitar. My mom sings, plays piano and guitar. They met at Humboldt State, which I think is now Cal Poly Humboldt.
Beautiful campus.
Amazing, right? They both are, like, opera trained.
Oh, cool.
Yes. No, they are amazing. I actually didn't start singing until, like, junior year of high school.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you go to school?
I went to Foothill. I was in, like,
okay.
the jazz program there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Is that not, when did you meet Pat Karch?
Oh, man. My family was very, or it still is, very involved in church.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we met him through there. He was closer friends with my parents. And then at some point I started gigging with him a little bit. But he's always just been, like, around me. You know what I mean?
Pat is a mentor.
Pat is a mentor.
He's a true mentor.
He's a wonderful person.
And we know that today that
mm-hmm.
there was this interesting thing
yep.
that we're going to get to your music in a minute, but there was this interesting thing where I don't really know how to even, I could talk about it
mm-hmm.
in different ways, but
yeah.
number one is never leave the kitchen. From now on, the rule of thumb is at this stage of my life, never leave the kitchen when you're boiling
mm-hmm.
your eggs.
It's a good rule of thumb.
Because... I've done it before, and I heard, you know, the big pound and a rock, sound like a rock hitting the window, and realized that that's leaving the room. Today,
mm-hmm.
I left the house.
Ugh.
You know, he's out at the ranch with the horse, and I had some things that went on at the ranch today that were like, God, I was saying my blessings
mm-hmm.
and getting back in the car and coming back to Reading, because I had like a 10 o'clock and a 1 o'clock and a 3 o'clock and then the show tonight.
Yeah.
I get a call from Pat and he goes, where are you right now? And I said, well, I'm just on the way back and leaving the ranch. And he goes, I need you to do something right now. Okay. The fire department is at your house and so are the police. They've had to break in and they found, you know, the boiled eggs that, you know, but he wasn't there.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I said, I didn't want to break in and tell Carl on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you were here.
I was.
You answered the phone.
I answered the phone, and then we were going to break, and I made Pat deal with it. And Pat was definitely way more qualified
so
to deal
good.
With it than I was.
He totally qualified. I like that. But anyway,
yeah.
so there we're talking about Pat Karch, the mentor he is, and how he handled that,
yeah.
which
yeah.
could have been, bleh, you
uh-huh.
know. And Carl handled it really well. I thought, I'm going to get the wrath. Oh my God, am I going to get the wrath? Because it's, you know, it's,
yeah.
that, you could do that as a friend to somebody. You could just poke them enough to be,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
like, you're kidding me. Once again, you forgot about your eggs. But this was a big boo-boo, and I can't even begin to thank the Reading Fire Department. I don't even know what, I just know that there was a big red truck and there were 3 really cute firemen that were there. That were just took care of the situation, were sweet, they brought in their fans.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take a couple days before that house starts to probably smell. Thank God it's going to be cool this weekend because I can open all
yeah.
the doors and windows and just get that, you know. But let's go back.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to, and when we come back after the break, we're going to play. I want to hear.
You want to hear it coming out of the ads?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's hear it coming out of the ads.
Yeah, I gotcha.
But let's talk about. Would you say, where does your music sit? If somebody was trying to, because people are always
yeah.
going to say, oh, it's a little this and mixed with that and
yeah.
a little sprinkle of that.
Oh, that's always a hard question to answer.
You have a lane. There's got to be a lane.
I do.
Yeah. Like this band that you just.
Yeah. I mean, wow. I don't want to say rock because I really like. It's so dependent on like the mood.
Is it when alt I'm rock? Is it alternative rock?
No, because it's not like. It sounds like nice. Like it makes you want to dance.
Is it fusion?
No.
Okay.
I think. I feel like you just have to hear it.
World?
No, it's not like it's like some crazy new genre or anything. You know what? The best way to explain it is
just let it listen. Let's listen.
Yeah, so it has hyper pop influence, but not a lot. I really like dance beats.
Mm.
It's a little dancey.
Mm.
A little jazzy sometimes. Sometimes there's like folk in there. Sometimes mm-hmm. there's pop rock, alt rock. It's a lot.
Do you, when you're writing, mm-hmm. 'cause that's something that we could really discuss a lot, that there, in Nashville, there's a formula.
Yeah, no, there is.
And so do you do like verse, chorus, verse, chorus, lift?
So,
lift, chorus, how do you usually, do you follow? Or is it just mm-hmm. like, because that's always hard.
Yeah, so... For the longest time, I found myself really struggling with being tied into like the songwriting process and like writing a quote unquote pop hit
mm-hmm.
With structure, and I feel like it really robbed me of my art in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's an important skill to have to know how to write a song with like good structure. Lately, I've just been really focusing on like writing what I'm feeling and not thinking about that too much and just letting it be art.
There is a book out, and I think mm-hmm. it's James Cameron is the person. It's called The Artist's Way.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I used to do in Nashville, and I would suggest anybody to do this in the creative, and I haven't done it, so mm-hmm. I'm telling you I haven't done it in years. But while I was there, mm-hmm. and hammering it out and doing the music school for 5 years, I would have what they call the morning pages, and mm-hmm. you would, it's a good practice. And what you're doing with your music is that you're flushing out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so the morning pages in this artist's way is, you read the book and then they have a workbook with it.
Yeah.
And every morning you write 2 to 3 pages of just whatever. You don't even know that sometimes you're holding stuff in your subconscious mind that blocks you from your creative energy.
Yep.
So mm-hmm. you may go, blah, 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 and somebody down the hall, and I was up all night, blah, 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 dogs barking, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then you get through your rant, and you bitch, and mm-hmm. then you get to, then now you're coming out, and you start to write, oh, and the rainbow, and it's the fat, and all of a sudden, now you've cleaned your palate, mm-hmm. your plate.
Yeah.
And wow, what a great exercise. It really works with writing. That was it's really basically mm-hmm. about somebody writing a book, but it's also great for songwriting.
Yeah.
So what you're doing is you're fleshing it out and mm-hmm. not letting something getting in the way. And you know what? I love the fact that, you're talking about it openly, and mm-hmm. I can't wait to hear the song. Let's take a break. We gotta go. And we'll come back and we're gonna hear your song.
Yes.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
Actually, you don't need a last name with that song. Just Liam.
I appreciate it.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That is impressively... I don't want to say I'm shocked. Because of the couple of the songs that you pulled out tonight to bring in was a warm-up.
Yeah.
So what that reminds me of is that I'm in a store and I am in, like, Anthropology.
Yeah.
And which it's not techno, but there's techno world.
Yeah, yeah.
And I want to hear your vocal a little further out so I can hear what your word was.
Yeah, so it's not mixed. It's a demo version.
Oh, I don't care. But, it's just fabulous. Well, I love the sound. Yeah. I love the synth. I love the spaciness and that it's catchy. It's happy. It's, you know, it makes me want to have a cocktail outside. It makes me want to, you know, I feel like I'm seeing a movie and it's an aerial on the coming in somewhere with a, you know, in Macau.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's totally cinematic.
Mm-hmm.
So you've captured all of that.
Yeah.
And maybe your style is that your vocal, it's not about, I don't know what you're saying. So I want, maybe that's, it's just that your vocal is part of the instrument and I don't know what the hook is.
So yeah, that song, I didn't even know if I wanted to play it because it's actually a really personal song.
Oh.
So me and my friend Davey, who produces, had been working for like the whole week trying to grind out this album and like, it was just, it was a task, you know? And so I had spent the morning before we wrote that song. I went and I got coffee from my girlfriend. She works at a coffee shop, whatever. And so I grew up in, like, the church and whatever. And I experienced, like, a lot of hurt growing up in that environment. And I had wanted to write a song about it, but I had honestly been, like, too scared. I didn't really want to, and I didn't want to just sound, like, blatantly about that. But that's kind of what that song's about. So the hook is, are you a friend of mine or just a bad decision? Give me a reason why. I'm just a good for nothing.
Okay, here, give me a reason why is what I hear. I don't hear any of those, those other, and maybe there's, maybe that's part of this, still not, I mean, psychologically, maybe that, the music is there, totally there. The lyric and the intent is totally there. But I think maybe right now we're discovering that you don't, you know, it's, maybe you don't really want to say it out loud, out loud. We're talking about it on the air right now, I mean, but. So give me a reason why.
I'm just a good for nothing. And so, something I thought it was kind of, it was fun for me.
Writing, oh my God. How many tracks?
Ooh. 150.
Yeah, I was going to say it's pretty thick.
No, we after the album week, the computer died, so we're actually waiting.
And I love the click how you did your finger and then boom, it came out. So one time through wasn't all the way a one time through, and I'm a big fan, Liam.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Yeah, and I love the exuberance of your youthful energy.
I appreciate that.
And it's all over the track.
Well, thank you.
Or tracks, many, many tracks.
Many tracks.
So,
goodness.
You know, and I love the fact that, you know, I think in life, through our artistry, we are always soul searching.
Naturally.
And every day is like a heartbeat. It changes.
Yeah.
You may, you know, I always talked about that. You know, if I ever wrote a book, it would be called Misty in the Key of C, because no matter where I traveled in the world, it, people different couldn't speak English, they could always do Misty in the Key of C with the with this universal what key, you just put your hand in the C and the, and wherever you go, it's never the same. Every day is not the same. So I think there, it's an ever evolving, music is ever evolving, and who you are doing your music now, and that's the interesting thing about an album, because at certain points, I've done four. At a certain point, it's really tough because it's like you can't put baby in the corner.
No,
but
really.
At a certain time, you have to just say it's done.
No, it's not done.
No.
Man, frankly, like I didn't realize how much work I was getting myself into. I think we probably put in 12 hours a day for like a week straight. And I think we only have like, well, I know we only have two songs and half, one is almost halfway finished.
Well, you hear about people, it took me 2 years to do an album.
And I'm so particular. That's something I've learned in the last year with my music, is just knowing when to take your hands off. And
yeah,
just
that's
say
tough. And so I don't know if, you know, I know that that's why it took me that one time I was in Nashville, it took me that long, because I kept coming back and wanting to redo the vocal. Or I would add another instrument or another producer. Somebody would leave and I would be stuck with these unfinished tracks. And it is, you know, I always appreciate people that go into what you're doing is what they call woodshedding, right? So, Liam, good stuff. I really, okay, so now what does it feel like for you? Here we are, a couple minutes. I hate this. Because I'm really loving our conversation. What's it like for you working at this radio station? 18 years old, getting behind.
I love it. It's like, I'm not like actively making music like while I'm here, but it's like show business, and that's something I've always been around. And even though I'm not like, I love it. It just feels, it's just fulfilling, you know.
Good,
it's
good. Fulfilling. And you're stretching your brain, and you're perfecting your keeping your motor skills going with all the stuff. And then, I love your selection of music, and I can't begin to tell you how much you've touched my heart tonight with your song. Can we go out? Can we listen to that on the way out?
I would love to play it on the way out.
Thanks for joining us. This is Linda Bott. You've been listening to Liam, our new addition. But boy, I'll tell you, I don't know how we're going to keep him around, because this is the talent this guy has. See you guys tomorrow morning.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.